This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. All told, since Russia went to war in Ukraine a little bit more than a year ago, the Western allies have frozen or seized more than $58 billion worth of Russian assets. The Russian Elites Proxies and Oligarchs Task Force, which is REPO for short, which is also, come on, pretty clever, REPO. Anyway, they lead that effort, and at its meeting yesterday, they said they would be cranking things up. But over in the UK, a group that campaigns for tougher enforcement on tax evasion says a recent ruling by the European Court of Justice essentially lets oligarchs off the hook. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more on that.
The case involved Patrick Hansen, a wealthy businessman based in Luxembourg. He objected to appearing in a public register detailing his ownership of certain companies. Such registers, and there's now one in most EU member states, are designed to combat money laundering. But Hansen complained that it violated his right to privacy. The European Court of Justice agreed. Another Luxembourg resident did not, Roman Borisovic, an anti-money laundering campaigner.
Ownership of assets, ownership of wealth, is a public matter. The transparency of assets doesn't have anything to do with privacy.
Especially in this case, he says, since Patrick Hansen had violated his own privacy, flaunting his wealth and bragging about his travel arrangements on social media.
This case should have been thrown out before even considered, on that basis alone.
Hansen did not respond to our request for an interview, but curiosity about his financial affairs does seem justified. It's been revealed that his company has received more than $100 million in loans from wealthy Russians. Mark Boo Mansour of the campaign group Tax Justice Network says the ruling by the European Court of Justice is a setback in the hunt for oligarchs' assets.
Russian oligarchs can more easily evade EU sanctions today than they were able to at the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine a year ago.
Since the court's decision, more than half a dozen EU countries have closed to public scrutiny their registers of real or beneficial ownership. More are likely to follow. Boo Mansour fears that the scope for sanctions dodging, tax evasion and money laundering in Europe has just been widened.
Beneficial ownership registers, public access to these beneficial ownerships, that's one of our tools to start lifting the lid on this pile of wealth held offshore and counteracting the secretive arrangements.
A number of other campaign groups have denounced the court's decision. Transparency International said it had set back the fight against cross-border corruption by years. The Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project said it had opened the floodgates to dirty money. But some keen supporters of financial transparency are less alarmed. Tom Keating is head of the Centre for Financial Crime and Security Studies in London.
Not having open access to this data is an issue.
It is a setback, he says, but
it is not the end of the world.
He points out that law enforcement still has full access to real ownership details. What worried the court, he said, was the wide open access for everyone. The European Parliament and Council are now working on a new directive that will tighten definitions, taking the judgment into account.
That sets us a challenge. How do we ensure that that access is appropriate and proportionate? And I think that's where the challenge now lies, making this access proportionate.
But any restriction at all on public access to a beneficial ownership register is anathema to anti-money laundering campaigner Roman Borisovic.
It's because of the public scrutiny, it's because of the media, it's because of the activists. Civil society is what has been driving this campaign for transparency and for anti-money laundering.
Underfunded Western law enforcement agencies, he says, need the public's help, especially it would seem since official enthusiasm for the hunt for kleptocrats' assets may be waning. In a gloomy assessment 1 year after the invasion of Ukraine, Transparency International says that governments need to get more serious about targeting the illicit wealth stashed within their borders. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.